This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The effort to get the EPA and the Biden administration to drop their plans of expanding the scope of the Waters of the U.S., or WOTUS, rule is growing. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse is leading the call to keep in place the current rules that provide much more certainty than proposed changes.
The WOTUS policies are definitely one of the most dangerous, far-reaching, egregious over-regulatory efforts that we've ever seen in this country.
Newhouse says the overreach of the changes would have up to 90% of agricultural land under federal regulation.
It does not lend itself to a strong economy. It provides lots of uncertainty on the part of landowners. This sounds really crazy, but farmers would have to have federal permission to even plow their fields or rotate crops.
And Newhouse says there's almost no going back.
You know how long it takes to get a decision out of the federal government. Farmers have to be able to have the certainty of being able to make the decisions that allow them to be profitable.
Newhouse says it's that easy.
We want certainty in our ability to operate our businesses. We think that the current regulations are sufficient, and having an overly regulated situation by the federal government does not lend itself to a positive economic climate.
The Washington Farm Bureau, Washington Cattlemen's Association, Washington Wine Growers Association, and others support leaving WOTUS as is.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.